Okay, good morning, everybody. So Sheni of Parshas Korach features the expansion of the Mered. The Aliyah concludes, right? The previous Aliyah, we saw that it was Korach, Dasan Veviram, On Ben Pelas, Bnei Ruvain, Anashim Bnei Shocha, Mishim Masayim. By the time that, the Boker V'Yoda Hashem is Asher Lo, when that time is reached, we have the entire Jewish people who are there, but not in kind of a neutral or passive sense, but are there, aligned with Korach. Vayakel Elohim Korach as kol eidah Pesach al moed. Vayirachod Adonai al kol ha'eidah. So Korach is able to entrap and seduce, manipulate all of Klal Yisrael. This is an important point to the story. It's not like a small group. It starts off as a relatively small group, but it certainly grows from there. So Rashi notes, based on the Tanchuma, b'divrei leitzanus, v'yakel lehem korach, b'divrei leitzanus, kol alayla hu halach etzol shvatim, upita osam, kisvur matem sh'alay levadi ani makbid, right? He's countering Moshe's charge, that if we kashtim gam kuno, we discussed yesterday, that it's only about korach, ini makbid ala bishvil kulchem, right? Elu bayin v'notlin kol agdulos, lo hamalchus, lo achiv akuno, ach nispatu kulam, until everybody was, really convinced of the rectitude of Korach's position. So this idea of moving around at night and going between different constituencies is obviously deeply reminiscent of the Chinam Raglim. We know that Chazal were very much on to this connection. Ad Masai La'ida Hara Hazos Asher Hema Malinim Malayas Tlos Bnei Yisrael Asher Hema Malinim Malay Shamati. Right, the Ida Hara Hazos, and then we'll get to Hibadlu Mitocha Ida Hara Hazos. That's the source of a minion. So in any event, the point is that Chazal understood a deep connection between the Chedam Raglim and Adas Korach. And we know, right, this is especially true for the Ramban, but not limited to the Ramban. It's really based on Chazal, that the Meraglim went around that night, Bochal and Mishpachosav, Yivku'am, Balailahu, right, and, instilled a certain perspective, a certain perception into the people, that led them to believe that they were all, being, misled by Moshe, and that Moshe was taking advantage of them, and that they were going to be cannon fodder, and even worse, their children would be cannon fodder, right? So this is deeply parallel, right? What Rashi is saying, based on the Tanchuma, is that in essence, that was the Korach story, that Korach went around, right, and very, surreptitiously, insidiously manipulated the people, throughout the course of the night, right? So just like, when it came to the Chedam Raglim, it really ensnared the entire people, Zulasig, Yoshua ben Nun, v'Chalev ben Yefuneh, right, with very limited exceptions, maybe the women, maybe Sheba Levi, but everybody else, essentially. So, Adas Korach turns into Vayakel Leim Korach as Kol Haidal, Pesach Ol Moed, right, using a tactic that was well-worn. It's a fascinating thing, right? You would think that the Meraglim would have been a kind of a cautionary tale, but Korach employs precisely the same methods, right? Holech balailahu mefata osam, that same image of bochel mishpechosav, of one by one, this kind of retail politics that the Meraglim engaged in, that Korach engaged in, becomes a very significant indication the deep connection, of course, between the Adas Korach and the Meraglim. And again, it's a very, I think, overlooked part of the story, because we think about, the difference being between the Egel Azav and Adas and the Chedam Meraglim on the one hand, where it really did implicate the entire people, and Hashem is prepared to destroy the entire Jewish people, as opposed to, Adas Korach, where we see it as a more limited thing. The truth is, Hayisha Chadia Chatav El Kol Eida Yiktov, that's something we'll see next Aliyah, right? Moshe Rabbeinu's perception is that the entire Jewish people are going to be destroyed. And again, that's not something that one would necessarily have expected unless, Korach was able, as he was, to ensnare the entire Jewish people, in this, very appealing, it's very attractive. Somebody comes along with a populist message and says, these elites, they're out to get you. Right, so that was highly effective, but of course it was insidious and, deeply, incongruous with, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu's actual goals, which were only to serve the people Anav Mod Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei Adama. And anyway, it wasn't like Moshe had been interested in this position. Hashem forced him, you know, into it after Moshe resisted, according to Rashi, for a week in Parsha Shmos. Nonetheless, he's sort of forced, impressed into the position. And the point really is that nothing could be further from the truth.